All right.
In our study of the scriptures tonight, we're going to be in John chapter 15. You'll notice up on the screen, I've got verse 7 of that passage of scripture, and we've been kind of dancing around this particular verse of scripture as we've dealt at various times on the subject of prayer. And I want to start with verse 1 of John chapter 15, and I'm hoping that I can share with you some truth tonight that will help us as we serve the Lord, as we seek to pray, as we seek to honor Him by doing the will of God. Verse 1 says, and most of you can quote these verses by heart, I am the true vine. Now, who's speaking? Jesus Christ is. Jesus is saying, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Now, we don't use that word very much anymore. It simply means the vine dresser, the one who takes care of the vines. That's my Father. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Now, in the original language, in the Greek language, there's been some debate about this particular word, and it actually is a term dealing with arborists, people who work with trees and plants and so forth, and it means to prop up the branches. So here's a vine that's laying down on the ground. How effective is it going to be as a vine laying on the ground? No, you want that vine lifted up where it gets sunlight, not buried underneath all the other vines, but you lift it up and you put it up and you wrap it around the trellis or you put it on the wires so that that vine is not shielded from the sun, but that it's in the direct sunlight, because what does the vine dresser want from the vine? Grapes! That's the whole purpose, right? Whenever you take care of plants and so forth like that, you want them to produce something. So keep that in mind with verse 2. It's not that he takes it away, but rather that he lifts it up. He props it up so it's not laying on the ground and hidden from the sun. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, or he prunes it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Now we have that little word added in there. Not just bear fruit, but bear much fruit. I want to get the most I can from this vine. Verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now he's fixing to make a very, very important point as he's laying the groundwork where he's going with this. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth. Here's that phrase again. How much fruit? Much fruit. Then this important, important phrase, for without me, ye can do nothing. Father, I pray that you bless your word tonight as we progress through this chapter to learn more of the connection that we have in Jesus Christ. I pray that you would work in a very powerful way to touch our hearts tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody know what I have in my hand here? What does it look like? Kind of looks like a wire, right? It's actually a fiber optic cable. And this little teeny tiny thing is what's going to bring light throughout our campus, this little wire right here. It plugs in to this part that I've been praying for a week now. It finally came in, $75 part, all right? Plugs into the unit once they get it all hooked in. And you plug these little wires into the back of it, and then you plug it into the console up above, and bingo, at least that's supposed to be bingo, light passes through this little tiny thing, and hundreds of thousands of interactions begin all across our campus all day long, every day. Little teeny tiny thing. Now, when fiber optics were first introduced, they were quite large, about the size of your pinky finger, all right? Now, look at this. Whenever the guy showed this to me, he said, yeah, this is what's going to bring you your signal. I said, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, look at the Ethernet cables that we have. Those are pretty good size. But this is it. But it's completely useless right now. Anybody know why? It's not plugged in. It's not connected, right? Well, what if I plug this in right now? And we just go ahead and try this thing here. And so I'm going to plug it right in. Maybe. There we go. I plugged it in. I got a signal?
No.
I'm not connected. I'm not connected. These verses of Scripture here tell us something very, very important. The only way we can do anything in this life and enjoy anything in this life and have the benefits of the glories of heaven in this life is to be connected to Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, he puts it this way. We find, you know, abide in him. The idea is remain. And it's interesting in the Greek language. It's in the aorist imperative tense. What in the world does that mean? All right. Aorist means it happened sometime in the past, one time. In the imperative sense, something is plugged in and it remains plugged in until the present. It hasn't been unplugged. I want you to know something about being in Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, we find this language when you get to chapter 10. Or go back to chapter 10 in John, where it says, ye are in my Father's hand, and ye are in my hand, and no man can pluck you out. You are connected in him. And then this phrase that he makes so clear here in verse 5, look at the very end there. For without me, here's the stark, stark statement of the Scriptures here. For without me, everybody say it please, ye can do how much?
Nothing.
Well, that's what every human wants to hear, right? We think we're pretty big. We can do so many different things. Now, what does he say that? He's not saying that we cannot do things. We cannot do spiritual things. Because that's what Jesus does. He brings spiritual life and light. He is the fiber optics of the universe. He is the light of the world. In him is no darkness at all. Right now, this fiber optic cable is nothing. I'm getting hooked up on all kinds of wires here. It is nothing but darkness. There's no light passing through here. Now, if I go plug it in real quick, which I did earlier today, I got light. It was plugging in. But we still have to get the proper connections put in and everything so we get the whole campus going. And this little scrawny looking thing is going to bring life to our internet system. And if it doesn't, we'll go buy another scrawny little thing. Because this is what they said we have to have. Now, is Jesus scrawny? No. You know, when I was growing up, I've got some pictures on my phone that my brother sent to me. And we just died laughing. It was pictures of us when we went to Ohio. Whenever we were young, I think I was in ninth grade, Roger was in eighth grade, Missy was in sixth grade. And I looked at those pictures and I'm turned sideways and you have to look really close to find me. Is that you, Todd? Yeah, that's me. Yep. Just as skinny as a rail. Now, it took me years to put weight on. I tried so hard. When I graduated from high school, I think I weighed 115 pounds. Just breath and breeches with a button and a belt, which had you had to go all the way over to the last hole. We had to poke holes in it to wrap it around to hold my pants up because I was so skinny. When I graduated from college, I made it all the way to 145. Man, I was on that trajectory, you know. I was putting some meat on my bones, all right. Then I got overweight, and then the Lord sent diabetes, and I trimmed right back down again. He has a way of doing that. That was my weight loss program, getting diabetes. My point in all of this here is that there's only one way you're going to have life and light. There's not multiple ways. There's not some other possibilities out there. There's only one. And that's Jesus Christ. Up on the screen I have verse 7. Note what it says. If ye abide in me, we remain in him. We're connected. Everybody following? We're connected in him, and my words are connected in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. We see another aspect, not only life and light, but communication. Talking to God and hearing from God. Answers to prayer requests. Oh, it's been an amazing thing over the years to see God work in powerful ways. You might say, well, you know, there's been a lot of prayer requests I've taken before the Lord, and the Lord didn't answer them like I wanted him to. Who's the vine? Jesus. He's the vine. Where does life come from? It comes through the vine. Where does light come from? It comes from the vine. Do the leaves tell the vine, hey, it's getting toward fall. I want to be a deep red this year. Okay? This green leaf talking back to the vine. Does that happen? No, the vine determines when it's time to shut off the flow and the leaves start turning colors. In Florida, we have two colors, green and brown. That's basically it. You go up north, you get a little bit more hue on that. Our Lord is establishing an eternal fact. You will not have life apart from Jesus Christ. You will not have light apart from Jesus Christ. Whenever people start brandishing their ideas about the Bible and they're not a child of God, can you trust what they're saying? No. But let me ask you this. What if somebody claims to be a believer in Christ and they're spouting their opinions and you start hearing things that are contrary to my words in the Bible? Is that really light? No, it's darkness. He's establishing this important link, this connection, that every one of us need to enjoy. We need to be conscious of. We need to be thankful for. We need to rejoice in this connection. We're not to take it for granted. You ever taken something for granted? Oh, we do it all the time. I remember as a kid, normally when we came home in the afternoons, either mom brought us, or we rode with Jodina, or we rode with somebody, or we rode our bicycles home. And we knew generally when we drove up into the yard, put our bikes in the shed, and we made our way inside carrying our trumpet cases and all of our music and all of the homework that we had to bring in, that there was going to be a smell when we opened that door. It was the smell of, we're living tonight, right? We had made it from lunchtime to mom time. And there was always those favorite smells that you always hoped. But then there were times when mom was sick. And we got home and we opened the door and there was no smell. Something's wrong. My grandmother was that way. She cooked her food for the day at 4 o'clock in the morning. She was an old-timer because she had no air conditioning in her house. That was the time of the day she did all of her cooking, got it done early in the morning, and it would sit on there. And I can remember there were times when we ran over to Granny's house and we partook of some of that food that she had cooked at 4 in the morning, but it was still good. You poured syrup on her biscuits. Woo! It was glory by and by. But there were times when we'd come home and something wouldn't be ready. Mom was not feeling well or something like that. Said, you kids can just make you a sandwich. And you would always say, I just had one of those for lunch. You know, I was really looking forward to spaghetti or lasagna or a meatloaf or fried chicken. Go down the list, all right? Any of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You expected it to always be there when you open the door, that smell of food coming through. What is it going to be today? She wouldn't share it usually. You just had to be surprised by what it was. Sometimes it was a surprise of black eyed peas. And I talked about that on Sunday. Whew. All right. If I get to heaven and I see black eyed peas, I know that I'm in deep trouble. But I'll like them then, right? I like them. It's probably going to be one of the 12 fruits on the tree of life. You know, they talk about every month it has a new fruit. There's going to be black-eyed peas hanging up there. Time, it's time for you to go pick the tree of life. Get those black-eyed peas. We expected every day to walk in that door and supper was going to be ready to go. And oh, how we look forward to that. I'm going to tell you something. Every hour, every minute of every day, there's life in Jesus Christ. There's never a time where the light's off, when there's no life. And you and I need to understand that the connection that we have in Jesus Christ is to be appreciated, is to be loved and enjoyed, not taken for granted. Because we need to be reminded that without Him, we can do what? Nothing. Nothing. That means we can't pray. We can't get answers to prayer. We can't know what life is really, what He wants it to be, because we're not connected with Him. But I'm so thankful for that aorist imperative, because when it says remain in Him, abide in Him, it's an action that takes place in the past and it has continuing effects into the future. It doesn't have to be unplugged and plugged and unplugged and plugged like we do Christmas lights. During Christmas season, we go out on the porch at night. My wife has all these lights plugged in, and I usually plug them in when I get home and we unplug them at night. And, you know, I said, I'm going to get smart one of these days and get a timer. I did the timer on the house lights, but not on the front porch. But, you know, that gets old after a while. It wears out receptacles. But listen, in Christ Jesus, we're connected once for all. That's what the aorist tense means. It's one time, and we're connected with Him. Would you bow your heads, please? Father in heaven, I thank You for the glorious truth of Jesus Christ, our vine. And that the Father is the one who takes care of all the branches, the fruit, making sure that vines that are down on the ground, laying around, are pulled up and connected to the trellis so they can get the sunlight and be able to produce fruit. Not only just produce fruit, but produce much fruit. Lord, I'm so thankful tonight that we can know Jesus Christ, our Savior, and that there's a meaningful relationship that has been established at the moment that we came to faith in Him, and it has an impact even to this very second. Light and life, a connection where we can go to You any time of the day or night and bring our requests before You, knowing that we have a hearing with Thee, because we have that connection that was established by Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that You would help us to be appreciative Christians. Help us to never take for granted the connection that we have, and that we might understand that the only way we're going to be bearing fruit for Him is to allow the vine dresser to do some pruning from time to time so that more fruit can be born. So thankful of Your love and Your grace and Your goodness to us tonight. We pray that You'd work in a very powerful way in our hearts and lives as we live out the rest of this week according to Your will and in Your good timing. And I pray, Father, that we might be looking up. We don't know when the trumpet will sound and we'll be caught up to meet Thee. We pray, Father, that we would be ready, but help us to be sharing the gospel with those around us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a good evening. Thank you for coming tonight.